What happens to professional athletes when it's time to hang it all up and move on? Football player George Kuntz played 8 seasons as a linebacker with the Green Bay Packers, 1 with the Seattle Seahawks. Then when he was 32, he just was not rehired. He says it took him about 2 years to realize the phone call from the NFL was not coming. And he came upon the what now wall that professional athletes face. Too old for the game, way too young to retire. He went through serious suicidal depression. Then he went back to school and wrote a thesis that has proved timely. In fact, he turned in his dissertation on the issues facing former football players the same day former player Junior Seau committed suicide. He is just one of the voices calling for change in the game on the part of the league, but also on the part of players in how they plan for what George Kuntz calls the afterlife. And George Kuntz just joins us from WUWM in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He now works at Marquette University, where he completed his doctorate in sports administration, for which he interviewed 21 former football players. George, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Who are the people you talked to? 21 former players, can't name names, but who were they? What was the range? How old were they? How long had they been out of the game? What did they say?
I really wanted to talk to guys from the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, and the 90s. I didn't want to just talk to one particular group because, you know, players that played the sport in the 60s, that was a different economic time. And I want to talk to guys in the 80s and the 90s, and also want to talk to the guys, you know, in the 2000s, because when the television contracts came into play and the money became more prevalent, I think that the transition became increasingly tougher for players because in the 60s and the 70s, a lot of players, they had to get second jobs to make ends meet. So when the sport of football went away, they already had another job. But, you know, in my era, in the 90s and the 2000s, because of the money, a lot of players on the offseason was basically just working out, hiring a chef, getting ready for the next game, getting ready for the next season, you know, getting ready for the next contract, you know.
And of those 21, did they all say that they had problems? I mean, what do you think the percentage is of football players who have this problem, either severe depression or thoughts of suicide or suicide post-playing? I mean, what do you think the percentage is? Because certainly you met people who were doing just fine, but how many of them were not?
All the players that I've talked to, even the ones that wouldn't go on record, I've talked to over 5,000 former players. Only 21 would go on record to talk to me. But all players said they struggled, but at different levels, you know. So it was the player that had a backup plan that really had a chance to really transition seamless from the National Football League.
Differentiate between what we've been hearing about, which is the result of head injuries and concussions, and then this maybe separately sense of depression because you certainly didn't think you were too old for the game, you know. You wanted to keep playing and others do. So are they two separate things?
Well, I don't think they're separate. I think when you play the game as long as I have and so many other players, you know, I got involved in football at 9 years old, and I was very fortunate to play until I was 32. So I didn't have any concussions documented on record, but I did have a lot of head trauma, just like Junior Seau. Playing for as many years as Junior Seau and myself, you're going to have issues of head trauma and things like that. And then you combine that with the whole transition. You know, take me, for instance. I left the game involuntarily. I went through those 5 steps of grieving that Elizabeth Kubler-Ross talks about mm-hmm. when she talks about, you know, anger, denial, you know, bargaining, depression, acceptance. I went through all of those different 5 steps of grieving.
And as you said, who knows if it's depression associated with brain disease from concussions or depression associated with being out of a game at the, you know, in your 30s. Who knows? But you say what one of the things that has to be done about it is that players overall need a better education. What do you mean? What are they not hearing?
There's probably about 1,800 football players in the National Football League currently, and about 60% of them have their college degree. But what we have to do, we have to really, truly, from administrators and coaches, we have to talk to the guys about the afterlife of football to emphasize that education is the most important piece, doing internships, you know, finding mentors, things of that nature to help them with the transition.
Well, in fact, you say the NFL Players Association should have a program that, you know, wherein they become big brothers to players.
Most definitely, you know, because those players need someone like the NFL Players Association to really protect the players from themselves. Every player would want to play 20, 30 years if they could. But the hard reality is that you're only going to play 3.5 years.
Well, what do you think should happen now? We know there have been some changes in the game. On the Pop Warner level, there were rule changes that reduced contact during practice. There's a lawsuit against the NFL from thousands of former players. Some people are saying, I mean, Terry Bradshaw said he thinks that the more players know, and the more that it's players that young people actually know about, like Junior Seau, as opposed to the older players they may not have heard of, the more football is on the way to being sort of a niche sport, maybe more like boxing. What do you say to people who say, you know, what football could be heading for and what football players could be heading for is sort of the same as what happened with the tobacco industry? If you all know, if players know more and more how dangerous it is, and as you just said, you still want to play, does it almost make the NFL less responsible?
Well, no, because I think that I really truly believe football is America's favorite pastime. I may be a little bit biased because I played the sport, but if you told me at 9 years old all the different things, the issues I would have when I'm 40 years old or 35 years old, I would basically ignore that because I love the sport so much. And I think a lot of, if you ask a Terry Bradshaw, would he do it all over again? And his answer would probably be, of course he would. So I don't know if it's going to be the same as what happened to the tobacco industry. But we will see. We also know that the owners and the National Football League have very, very deep pockets. So I think that's probably one of the reasons why some of the players are going after the NFL. I think the NFL is going to be fine. Yes, there are some bumpy roads ahead with the concussion lawsuits and the different things like that. But football is going to be here for many, many, many years. And it's just only going to get popular because it's the best sport going right now.
That's George Kuntz, who played 8 seasons of football with the Green Bay Packers, 1 with the Seattle Seahawks, wrote his dissertation on life after football, and he wants football players to be better prepared for that life after the game. George, thanks so much for talking to us.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, quick reminder, you can follow us on Facebook.com/HereNowRadio, on Twitter @HereNow and @HereNowRobin, but maybe not if you're hiking, because look what happened to author Walter Kern. He's next, Here and Now.